Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, Professor Shane Higgins, who's the master of the National Maternity Hospital, is with me here in studio today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Shane, one of the things that falls under your department, cervical cancer, the cervical screening program, really, first of all, look, sure, all of our female listeners at some stage or another are going to have to visit this.
Absolutely. Well, they're certainly going to have to visit their GP. So we run our colposcopy service would be established and is set up to see patients where the smears are perhaps abnormal or they need follow-up. But most patients will go to their GPs for their cervical smears, which they should be doing between the ages of 25 and 65. And depending on their age, they'll either have a repeat smear in 3 years or 5 years. And I have to say, Ireland has a very well-established national cervical screening program. So it's important that patients go to their GPs for their cervical screening, because if they move from one part of the country to the other, their records will follow with them because it's a national program. So it's well-established, it's exceptionally good, and I think patients have this opportunity to avail freely of regular cervical smears to make sure that they don't develop what is only one of the many reproductive gynecological cancers.
You see, that's the funny thing, because with cervical, you know, with the cervical smear test that we go through and that we go for on a regular basis, it's only examining for, or it's only looking, really searching for one particular cancer, isn't it?
That's absolutely right, and I think, you know, there's a couple of things to say. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's only looking at one of several gynecological malignancies. So you've got vulval cancer, vaginal cancer, cervical cancer, endometrial, ovarian, and the cervical smear only checks for one of those cancers. And in fact, the screening test, and that's what it is, it's only a screening test. It's not going to tell you whether you have the disease or not. It's going to tell you you're at much greater risk because of the result of the screening test of having cervical cancer. And that's when you get referred on to colposcopy services, which are up and down the country. But with any screening test, there's going to be what are called false positive and false negative. So a false negative is somebody who has the disease but is testing negative on the screening test. And a false positive is somebody who doesn't have the disease but is testing positive. And that's why going for regular smears will ensure that patients, as best as is humanly possible, won't fall between cracks.
And a lot of us would be familiar previously with, you know, going for your smear test. That's now changed in recent years to the HPV test, isn't it?
Yeah, so now what they're doing is they're doing a test which is looking for any one of 14 subtypes of the human papillomavirus. And that's if you have one of these, it puts you at much greater risk of having cervical cancer. So if you don't have, if you don't test positive for HPV, then they don't look at the cells that are taken with the smear. If you do test positive, they go on then and look at the cells to see if there's any abnormality
there. Now, the HPV can come and go, can't it?
Yeah, it can.
And can't anyone get it? Or can anyone get it whether you're sexually active or not?
No, you have to be sexually active to get it. But you can also get the vaccine now, which prevents you from getting the HPV.
But that's only, the vaccine's only available for the younger cohort, isn't it?
Well, that's who you're aiming it at. You're aiming it at people who aren't sexually active and therefore are unlikely to have got it in the first place. So you're trying to prevent them from getting HPV in the first place.
Right. So we're telling women you should start getting going for your smear or your HPV test from the age of 25.
That's correct.
Okay. How often should you get it?
Well, every 3 years up to the age of 29 and every 5 years thereafter. So depending on when you get into the system, if you're 26, you'll have one more at 29. If you're 25, you'll have one at 28 and then every 5 years thereafter.
Yeah. And the initial HPV test that you get, you get that through your GP.
Yes.
And it's. I mean, maybe just explain to listeners what's involved in it.
So the test you'll go to and get at your GP will involve the insertion of a speculum, which allows the GP to visualize the cervix. And then they'll use a little brush and they will rotate it in the cervical canal and then they'll put it into a medium where it'll be tested for HPV.
It's only like a little makeup brush, if you could.
It is it's a small little brush that just sits very gently in the cervical canal, and you rotate it and it gives you that's it.
It's done and dusted within about 40 seconds.
About 40 seconds, yeah.
And then you'll get your result back, and depending on that,
you will be called for further testing, usually at a colposcopy service, which there are several, all the big hospitals around the country, gynae hospitals with a gynae service will have a colposcopy service.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners, of course, will be very familiar with the cervical controversy from over the past couple of years. Has that damaged trust in the national screening program, or have you noticed a change?
No, I think it has damaged trust. And I think, you know, the trust needs to be regained. I think I'll go back to the statement I made at the beginning. We do have a very well-established national cervical screening program, and there aren't many countries that can say that. So wherever you go in this country, all your results will be linked up. So I do encourage patients to go to their GP and have regular smears. I think it goes a long way to reducing, along with the immunization and the vaccination program, to reducing the incidence of cervical cancer in our female population.
And the cervical screening program, obviously, every woman in the country is eligible, whether you're a public, private patient.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a public service.
It's similar to breast check.
It's exactly similar. It's a screening program for women of a certain age to have their cervix, to ensure there's no early detection of cervical cancer or precancerous changes, likewise with breast check.
Now, the only time we would maybe visit you in relation to this or other gynecologists or find ourselves referred to the National Maternity Hospital is if the presence of HPV is found in our bodies over a period of time, is it?
Well, so if HPV is found in your smear, then the pathologist will take the cells that also came with the smear and look at them under a microscope, and they'll be able to tell whether there are cellular changes in keeping with HPV, which might give them an indication that there's some precancerous changes. And you'll hear expressions like SIN1, cervical intraepithelial neoplasia. These are terms that are used to describe the cytological findings, which might suggest that there's something happening, but years before cancer will actually be present. And then you'll be referred to colposcopy, where they will look at the cervix again, magnify it, use stains, maybe take some biopsies to see whether there are some precancerous changes and whether you need further treatment like a cone biopsy or a LETS.
Yeah, because often they will do that though, won't they, over maybe two or three tests.
Oh yeah,
just
absolutely.
Because you have, you know, the HPV presence in one doesn't necessarily mean you'll instantly be referred.
No, or it doesn't. If there's no cytological changes, no, you're right. But then if there are cytological changes, depending on those changes to the cells, it might lead to an earlier referral. But you're absolutely right. This is something that takes place over a protracted period of time.
Yeah, because I know the words precancerous, you know, when you hear them, obviously a lot of us will be very frightened at the prospect of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's in the initial instance, really, it's the presence of the HPV.
Correct. And, you know, for things to progress, it takes many, many years for them to progress to a point where cervical cancer is diagnosed. So the whole purpose of any screening test is to pick up any changes very, very early on that can be treated quite simply and straightforwardly so that you don't get to that stage.
Yeah, okay. Right, a lot of listener questions on this. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, if you have a question for Shane Higgins this afternoon. How long after having a baby must I wait before getting my smear test or HPV check? My baby is now 5 months old.
5 months. Yeah, you can certainly go for it at this point in time. It depends really on where you fall in the cycle of the five-year repeats. You don't automatically need to go and have a cervical check. But if you're due one during pregnancy and you choose to postpone it, I would certainly say wait 4 to 5 months after the birth, unless you're instructed otherwise.
So you can have one while you're pregnant?
You can have one while you're pregnant, yeah. You can have colposcopy while you're pregnant, but cervical changes during pregnancy might mask any abnormality.
Okay. Listener says, I've had 3 smears that have all come back abnormal. I've had biopsies in all of them. I've since been told that one person shouldn't have too many biopsies, that it can create other issues. Is that true? And if so, what are they?
So I don't think it's true, and I think perhaps a little bit of misinformation. If you have a large piece of your cervix removed, and that's through one of two procedures, one is called a cone biopsy and one is called a LETS, or a large loop excision of the transitional zone. So they're actually taking a chunk of the cervix away because of abnormalities. If you have two or more of these procedures, whether they're two lets, two cones, or a combination of, you do run the risk of having a condition called cervical incompetence, which can lead to early preterm birth in a subsequent pregnancy. And if patients have had two of these procedures, then as part of their preparation for pregnancy, they should seek out the advice of somebody who can give them information as to what surveillance is required. And we run a preterm surveillance clinic in the hospital for patients just like that.
Listener says, I'm 68, haven't had a cervical smear test for years. The last time it was so painful. The nurse was great and used, she said, the smallest speculum.
Yes.
My husband and I are happily married, but since menopause, sexual intercourse doesn't happen. What can I do to have cervical screening? It's very difficult to address such an intimate issue.
Yeah, I think for peace of mind, and it sounds like this patient wants peace of mind, it's important that she has something done. And I think, I know you, that maybe one of your listeners questioned about the home cervical screening test, and we can talk about those, but I would advise her to go see the practice nurse. She might be more comfortable with a female clinician. And again, using the smallest speculum, and there are very small speculums, well lubricated, it might be possible to do a smear. Otherwise, she may well be looking at doing one of the home tests.
And would that be less painful?
Well, the home test, and I actually did a little bit of research on this, the home test involves putting a tampon into the vagina and leaving it there for a period of time. So it's not going and having a cervical smear test as we know it.
Mm.
But it's an adjunct to that national program. I'm not encouraging patients to do this instead
It would be
if you want that additional reassurance, if you want to test yourself more frequently than the national program offers, then the home screening test
might
be something. And they're also screening for the same 14 strains of the human papillomavirus that we are doing in hospital cervical screening programs. But it isn't as yet. You can buy them on the internet. They are available to patients in Ireland who might want to do it. They cost, the one that I looked up cost just over 100 euros. But if you want to do it, as I said, it's an adjunct. So maybe that's an option. You leave the tampon in place, you take it out, you put it into a container, you send it away in a prepaid envelope, and it comes back telling you whether you have the same...
bit like the bowel screening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Sean, we'll have to get you back again in relation to this because, you know, quite a few more messages coming in. Obviously, women curious and interested in what happens through the cervical screening programme. Professor Shane Higgins, Master of the National Maternity Hospital, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.